Cavalcade of Kings. Henry the Seventh. Henry the Seventh, the founder of the House of Tudor, was born at Pembroke Castle on January the 28th, 1457, and was the son of Edmund Tudor and Margaret Beaufort, who was descended from John of Gaunt. Henry had been created Earl of Richmond by his half-brother, Henry the Sixth, and thus was the nearest heir to the English throne after Richard III had murdered his young nephews in the Tower. Henry made two attempts to invade England, the second one being successful, for in August 1485, he landed at Milford Haven, marched to Bosworth, where he met and defeated Richard III. We find Henry standing amongst a group of his knights and supporters, amongst whom is Lord William Stanley. The crown of England, battered and stained with blood, lies beside him. Lord Stanley picks it up and speaks.
My lords, in my hands I hold the crown of Holy Edward, the sacred symbol which unites a monarch with his people. Alas, 'tis in sorry plight, being sullied, as 'tis with the blood of the usurper and murderer whose base body lies cold at our feet. But methinks that the goodness and greatness of him, upon whose brow 'tis soon to rest, will cleanse it of its vile contamination, and restore it to the shining glory that has ever radiated from the crown of England. My lords, I here present unto ye all King Henry the Seventh. He has sworn to govern according to the statutes of our Parliament and to cause law and justice in mercy to be executed. Will ye in turn swear to serve him loyally and to do homage unto him upon whose head I now place the crown?
My lords and ye noble sirs, my heart is aflame with thy loyalty. Men of England, today we have fought side by side in battle. There will be other battles. Some will be fought on the field of honor, some in our hearts. For it is not possible for a man, even though he be king, to give content to all. But this I swear by Holy Edward's crown, that the things which I have promised, I will perform and keep. And may God guide in wisdom and love the hand and heart of Henry Tudor, whom ye have this day chosen as thy king.
Henry ascended the throne and later married Elizabeth of York, Edward IV's eldest daughter. At the moment, we find them together at the palace in London.
Beloved, sometimes methinks my sweet brothers who perished so cruelly by Richard's orders are to be envied. At least they know peace. A condition impossible to the King of England.
Elizabeth, lay aside thy embroidery frame.
Yes, beloved.
Now come to me here beside this window. Now look ye down at the streets below. What see ye, little one?
I see many of our subjects, Henry.
Think ye they are happy?
Very happy, my husband. See, they wave their kerchiefs and doff their caps in our direction.
You know why they are so happy?
It would seem that is because ye have given them peace.
Aye, peace. I have given them peace.
At the cost of thine own, day after day, night after night, working, planning, dreaming, never resting, all thought of self forgotten, living, slaving, and soon perhaps dying for thy people.
Elizabeth, the King of England is not only the ruler of his people. He is their father, their brother, their friend, and the bulwark which stands between them and the trials and tribulations that beset them. If he is weak and selfish, his people are torn with many miseries. If he is strong, his people prosper in their contentment and peace. God send that I shall always be strong enough to forget self and live only for England and her people.
You make me ashamed of my selfishness, my husband. A selfishness which still lurks in this heart of mine and bids me say, do not sacrifice everything, my love included, on the altar of England's greatness.
Sweet wife, sometimes in giving all, we find all.
Twould seem we are but puppets in this sorry game, Henry.
Yea, Elizabeth, we are but puppets in the game, royal puppets. Ah, my sweet, help me to make of it a game of love and dutiful service to our people. Not a despicable game of chance, where the souls of men and women are the pawns, and the king takes all. My lord bishop, a courier has but this day brought tidings of a great new land which has been discovered by one Christopher Columbus for Spain. 'Tis meet that we should inscribe a letter to Ferdinand and Isabella, expressing our joy at their good fortune.
Joy is not the emotion which stirs my breast, my son, but regret.
Or envy, perchance, my lord bishop.
For which I can surely be forgiven. For it is said this new land is rich, my son, and such a jewel would grace any crown.
It may yet grace the crown of England.
Would that it were possible, my son. But I fear me such a thing will never come to pass.
I prefer to think otherwise.
But, my son, how?
Through my son Arthur's alliance with Catherine, the daughter of the Spanish monarch.
My son, I would speak of Arthur. I fear me our beloved prince will not be spared us much longer. The cursed malady with which he is stricken is sapping his strength, and hourly he grows weaker. It is sad to say, but methinks Catherine of Aragon will be a widow ere many days are gone.
My poor Arthur, my best beloved son. It tears my heart out to see him fading before my helpless eyes. Verily, my lord bishop, on such occasions is a man's puny power dangled mockingly before him. The power of kings? Tis but a jester's cap and bells lying in a tawdry heap before the majestic power of the King of Kings.
My son, we must accept meekly, with bowed heads and hands clasped in prayer, the will of God.
I know. But good my lord bishop, it has never been thy lot to know the joy of fatherhood. I've held young Arthur to my heart. I've guided his first tottering steps. I've held the leading rein of his tiny pony. And now I am forced to stand by and watch him slowly gathered into the shadows of death. Death, thou bitter enemy of mankind. If 'twere a tangible enemy, I could take my sword and lay it dead. But 'tis a shadow which strikes my boy. Oh, my lord bishop, my lord.
Henry, my son, my heart cries out in prayer to God to give thee courage in this thine hour of sorrow. But in thine own grief, thou must not forget thy duty as King of England.
Duty! 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 Ah, my lord bishop, there are but three words in a king's vocabulary. Duty, service, sacrifice.
Thou hast often used them, my son. Aye, and applied them still more often.
Yes, and so it shall be until the end. Ah, my lord bishop, forgive the outburst of a father who for the moment forgot he was a king. And now, perchance, it would be as well to forget mine own affairs
and let us discuss those of state.
As you will, my son.
If Arthur dies, his brother Henry will be proclaimed Prince of Wales.
And Arthur's wife, Catherine of Aragon,
shall be married to Henry, thereby keeping our alliance with Spain inviolate.
It is an excellent plan, my son. Thinking it can be brought about.
Yea, if I can preserve my present amiable condition with Ferdinand and Isabella. Therefore, I charge ye, do not neglect the letter of congratulation to their majesties. It will please them mightily.
It shall be sent, my son, this very day.
Now tell me, my lord bishop, what monies are in the treasury?
Over 1,800,000 pounds. Mostly gleaned from the people.
My methods are infallible, my lord.
My son, if the gathering of money was merely to satisfy the greed of an avaricious man, I would not be party to it. But Henry of England loves not gold for its own sake. To him, a large reserve in the treasury is a great guarantee for the peace and security of his people.
Yea, my lord. At any time, a national crisis might arise. But it will not crush us, for we are prepared, and the rich can well afford to pay for their security. The country is prosperous, the trading class is becoming powerful, our merchants are going forth with their wares to other lands, and England is at peace at last with her continental enemies.
Yea, my son, and a marriage from which will flow important consequences is that of thy beloved daughter Margaret to James the Fourth of Scotland. Verily, has England ever been thy first thought?
My lord bishop, I swore on the field of Bosworth to keep faith with my people and to remove the vile stain of Richard's infamous reign from holy Edward's crown. I have kept my vow. The England, which saw the first of the Tudors mount her throne, was torn with misery, discontent, and unspeakable conditions. Today she is content, prosperous, and at peace. And when I die, the throne which I have won shall pass to my son, stable and secure.
Thou hast done well, my son.
I have but tried to do my duty to my beloved England.